chains will be broken. This morning, chains will be lifted up. If you believe it, shout the wonderful hallelujah. Again, if you feel that you have come thus far is by your strength, then God is no God again. But if you know that God is God in your life, please rise up on your feet and worship Him in His royal majesty. He's seated upon the throne. He make heaven His throne and earth His footstool. Worship God this morning. So go ahead and worship God. Heaven wants to hear your voice. Don't let the voice of your neighbor overshadow your own voice. Dance with it. Speak a song in your dialect. Glory be to your name, O God. Thank you, thank you. Don't let the voice of your neighbor overshadow your own voice. You have the privilege and the opportunity to conquer heaven this morning. Thank you, Lord. Malikasu. Glory be to your name, O God.
We worship you, Lord. We adore you. You are the Lord. That is your name. Said I should bring you out. Come out. You've been sorrowing and you've been weeping in the secret. Come out. Thank you. It's a faithful God. You alone not walk. Said you will attend to them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said, rise up and dance before me, and I will tell you the next thing to do. Just dance without drum. Dance. Dance before me. That's as if you are coming to testify to that thing that have been making you to weep. Malika Parusum Branima Shindalaba. The Liki Keburum Sumbranima Shinda. Balim Branima Lika Sumbranima Shinda. The Lika Peruli Sandala. Leheka Parusum Telemushindala Makadabruba. Liki Purusum Pranimushina. Rika Palusum Pranima. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now listen to these divine instructions. Can somebody bring ointment from a table? Number one, God said, I should tell you, raise an altar of thanksgiving and dances every day throughout this month. Raise an altar of thanks and dancing before me throughout this month. I know the implication. If you can obey, then you will see God. Then secondly, he said, I should put a oil of gladness over your life. Oil of gladness over your destiny. I didn't plan it, so when he speaks, I follow his instructions. So you will come, just kneel before me. A drop is just enough oil of gladness upon your life. Immediately you take the oil, just go to your seat back. Immediately the oil comes upon your head. That week, and I was to speak that the sure word of prophecy to that congregation. There are over 1,000. And he was announcing. When I never knew me. Never knew him. But he said, I saw you, but I saw an aura of prophetic declaration. Over. I never told him or her what I'm going to say. Now this morning, why am I announcing that? This morning, the supernatural grace that God is speaking about this month, it will manifest in your life. This month, God have declared that this month is our month of supernatural grace. How many of you are here on the first day of the month? You are here first day of the month. Ah, it's a pity that if you are not here, well, we've transcribed the message inside the bulletin. You can go and read it. But reading is not as good as you being partaker of that anointing. Every first day of the month, we meet together 6 to 7 for divine anointing. And God, last Sunday, or that Monday, or that day, the Lord told us and said we should bring our working equipment. The Lord said, while I was going to come to tell some people that were there in that meeting, that where you think you will never reach in life, that by the aura of this prophetic declaration this morning, God will take you there. It's not for everybody, so I don't expect a louder amen. So this morning, by the grace of God, we'll be speaking briefly. Time is up, and we still have Thanksgiving, but I will see what I can do by the grace of God. Grace that work wonders. Grace that work wonders. Luke chapter 2, verse 20. Luke chapter 2, verse 20. And the child grew and was strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. May I start today by saying, the grace of God will be upon you. It will work for you. It will abide in your home. It will go with you in your businesses. It will go with your going out. It will go with you in your coming in. Somebody say, the grace of God that work wonders will be upon me in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says the child grew in the and was strong and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. In Acts chapter 6, verse 8, this grace was upon a man called Stephen. Acts chapter 6, verse 8,
and this grace and still being full of faith, a man of God's grace and power performing amazing miracles and signs among the people. Because this man, the grace of God was upon him, a superlative grace, a sustaining grace, exponential grace of God was upon his life, upon his destiny. The Bible says he was performing amazing miracle. In KJV, he said he was full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. I speak to you, not that the grace of God will be upon you. You will become a wonder. You will become a sign to your generation. You will become a miracle. You will become a testimony. Somebody say, I will become a testimony. In the name of Jesus. So this man was full of grace. The grace of God was upon his life. And he became a channel of blessing to his generation. Like the Lord, as Stephen was a channel of blessing to his generation. Because of one singular thing. The grace of God was upon his life, upon his ministry, as the Lord liveth throughout this month. Not that you will become a wonder. You will become a wonder to others. In the name of Jesus. This month and the months to come, wonders will answer for you. In the year 2015, while men are saying there is a casting down, then men, you and the people around you, they will be saying there is a lifting. There will be a lifting in your home. There will be a lifting in your family. There will be a lifting in your business. There will be a lifting in your going out. There will be a lifting in your coming in. There will be a lifting wherever you go. Right about you, there will be a lifting in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Exodus 15, 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Because the Bible says the child grew in and waxed strong, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon his head. And look at the God, the giver of all grace. The one that said, this month is our month of supernatural grace, is the one that is glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. May I announce to you, the grace you are receiving this month will do wonders for you. That amen is not, oh Lord. That amen is not born again at all. The God you carry, or the God you are serving, is the one that is glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, and doing wonders. He's the giver of this supernatural grace. And he said, I should tell you, this grace will do wonders for you. Just two people. It will work wonders. Everything you lay your hands upon this month, wonders will happen upon them. Wonders will answer for you. In the name of Jesus. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 22. 2 Samuel 7:22. The Bible says, wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee. Just according to Exodus 15:11. There is none like thee. Neither is any God beside thee. According to all that we've had with our ears, may I announce to you, because this grace that will speak wonders in your life, all that they will be hearing of you, all that I will be hearing of you, it will be good news alone. It will not be bad news. It will be good news and wonderful news. Good news of your exploit of God over your life, over your destiny, in your going out, in your coming in. In the name of Jesus. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 21 and 22. Jeremiah 31, 32 rather, sorry. 21 to 22. And has brought forth thy people Israel out of Egypt. May I now show you this uncommon grace, this supernatural grace. When it comes upon you, it locates you and brings you out of shame, out of stagnation, out of sickness. The Bible says, has brought forth thy people, Israel, out of the land of Egypt. May I announce you, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you are in a debt, whether you are in sorrow, whether you are in sickness, the supernatural grace of God is bringing you out this morning. Anywhere you see Egypt in the scripture, it means affliction. It means stagnation. Anywhere you see Egypt in the scripture, it means taskmaster oppressing you. May I announce to you, the supernatural grace of God that will work wonders will bring you out of oppression. It will bring you out of opposition. It will bring you out of stagnation. In the name of Jesus, how will it bring you? That grace, through sign. And he said, God has brought them forth out of Israel, out of the land of Egypt, with sign. Five things are here. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Every enemy that will not release you, by the supernatural grace of God, great terror, God will visit them with. Every enemy holding your destiny, every enemy holding your progress, every enemy holding your tomorrow, great terror, God will use to visit them. I said great terror. Somebody say great terror. May I announce to you, I didn't want to preach so long. And I'm inside the mood already. So, but listen to me. May I announce to you, every taskmaster over your life, they've used to monitor your destiny till this morning, and they said they will not release you into the glorious destiny, into the land that is flowing of milk and honey. May I announce to you, before this time next week Sunday, great terror will have happened to them. Somebody is in the pit this morning. The pit of shame. The pit of debt. The pit of calamity. The fourth way God will bring you out of your Egypt, he said, with his outstretched arm. May I announce to you, that hand is not the hand of a man. It's the hand of the Almighty God. Wherever pit you are in, wherever who has put you there, the everlasting arm of God will bring you out in the name of Jesus. That hand is not a weak hand. Nobody confront the hand and go scot-free. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle? Who can battle with the Lord? I say, who can battle? What is bringing you out is the strong hand of God that no man can confront. Every battle of your destiny, every battle of your home, every battle in your marriage, every battle over your work, the Lord with his strong hand will bring you out in the name of Jesus. When they talk about, let me leave wonders, let me see sign. When they talk about sign, God told you what he's reading. What eyes have not seen before. May I announce to you, before the end of this month, you will become a sign. When Lazarus came out of the death, after 4 days, he became a sign. the men started coming to look, and they said, "Ah, Lazarus, are you the one? Let me tell the man that have gone to death and came back to life. Now may I announce to you, men that have not known you, after this meeting, they will hear about you. They will come looking for you." I said, "They will come looking for you." I said, "They will come looking for you." I said, "They will come looking for you." In the name of Jesus. Grace that speaks wonder. And the Bible says, it will bring you out of the land of Egypt with signs, with wonders, with strong hand, with stretched hand, and with great terror. Now, let me talk about wonders. What is wonder? Wonder is something that has never occurred. It has never happened. Sir, stand up, sir. What's your name, sir?
Michael.
You are not Angel Michael. Okay. Michael, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, you will become a wonder. I'm just using him as an example to talk to some people. Because not everybody that is in church hear what I'm saying. But as many that are hearing this, may I announce to you, it doesn't matter where they put you. It doesn't matter where they block up your destiny. This morning, you will only become a wonder to your generation. The supernatural grace of God will put on your forehead wonder, 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 wonder. There's this song that says, "It's a wonder, it's a wonder, it's a wonder, it's a wonder." Help me out. It's a wonder. It's a wonder. Mine is a mighty God. What God is, you will become. Just two people, you don't understand. What God is a wonder. You too will become a wonder. Verse 22, "And hast given them this land which thou swayed to their fathers to give them, a land with milk and honey." Hello, sir. 6,000 years ago, am I saying something? Is it 6,000 years ago? We are in the year 2000 and what? 2000. Before they start counting years, there were days before you don't know. But I refer back to the 6,000 years ago that you didn't know. There was a promise over your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May I announce to you, by the supernatural grace of God, that God is releasing upon his people in this dispensation. Everything that God has promised your father, there will be a manifestation of it in your life in the name of Jesus. Understand what God said to Abraham is going to fulfill it in your life. You won't need to struggle. From today, you will enter into a land that you did not ask for. You will dip your feet in butters in the name of Jesus. That land will flow of milk and only. That's what the scripture says. In verse 22, he said, "As giving this land." Pastor, I don't have money to buy a land. You don't need to buy it. It's your inheritance. Ogunwenni in Christ Jesus. Is your inheritance in what? In Christ Jesus. Somebody say, "I enter into my inheritance." Thank you, ma. Thank you, ma. I enter into my inheritance in Christ Jesus. I will enter into the land. He promised my father a land that is flowing of milk and honey in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a wonderful clap offering in the house. Hallelujah. You enter into it and nothing will hinder you in the name of Jesus. Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar, verse 1, the king, unto all the people, nations, and languages. Please note those words. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, unto all people, 7 billion people on earth, nations, Asia, Indians, the English, the Americans, the Sudanese, all nations, and all languages, Swahili, Portuguese. I thought somebody is going international. Okay, Yoruba, Abusas, Efi, Igala. He said, all languages that dwell in all the hearts. He said, peace multiplied unto you. Verse 2, he said, I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the I God, not the low God, not the small g, has brought towards me. In verse 3, how great are his signs and how mighty. That grace that speaks mighty things of his wonder will speak on your behalf. He said, how great are his signs in heavens. How mighty are his wonders. In kingdom is the everlasting kingdom. And dominion is from generation to generation. Two things I want to speak with you there. No, I don't need everything. Give me that verse 3 back. He said, how great is his sign? How mighty as his wonders and his everlasting kingdom. His dominion is from generation to generation. Now, hear this. The God, look at the way King Nebuchadnezzar described him. After he put the three brethren inside the furnace, and God showed forth as the fourth man, he said, no man, no woman will serve any other God except the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's in verse chapter 2, or chapter 3 of each, downwards. And in chapter 4, he started magnifying God. May I announce to you, that grace that makes an unbeliever to magnify your living God, that grace will make you to be magnified before all land, before all the languages, before all nations, before all the hearts. In the presence of 7 billion people on earth, in the name of Jesus. That we are looking at this month is not a small thing that you can cover all. You can't cover it. You can't shield it. When a woman is 9 months, man, she described it like this. She didn't even talk. She just gave me an expression. May I announce to you, there will be an expression over your life. How great is our God. Let me jump. What must I do for supernatural grace to speak wonders in my life? Number one, I must sing of his mercies of the Lord forever. I must do what? Sing. Now, sing of what? No, I didn't say you should sing a song. Sing of what? His mercies forever. Psalm 89 verse 1 to 5. Look at what the psalmist, look at the way he sang of his mercies of the Lord. He said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generation. Is this generation that God wants to elevate you? Is this generation, all languages, all the people, all the nations, all the people on the heart? He said, he wants to magnify you
through all this generation. So one thing that will make you to be qualified for this supernatural grace to speak of his wonders in your life is for you to sing of his message of the Lord. In verse 2, he said, "For I have said, mercy shall build up forever thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the heavens." You can sing of his mercies and you will not be established, and you will not become a sign, or you will not become a wonder to his generation. He said, "I've made a covenant with my chosen." The covenant, that's what I brought, the covenant that he said to Abraham, that I will give you a land that is flowing of milk and honey. I will make a covenant with you. It will be unbroken covenant. I remember my covenant. I honor my word more than my holy name. I make my word to be established. In Isaiah 40 verse 8, he said, "The grass will wither and the flower faded, but the word of God will be established." He said, "I've made a covenant with my choosing." How many of you are the chosen of the Lord? "And I've sworn unto Shaul, look at her, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build of thy throne to all generations." We know all generations include all nations, all languages. That's where he was telling us. He said, all generations. Now hear this in verse 5. "And the heavens shall praise thy" what? May I announce to you, the heavens of the heavens will give praise over the wonders of God. Shall praise thy wonders. Oh Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. May I announce to you, I will come and celebrate with you of the wonders of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Number 2, what will I do? I'm watching my time. It's far spent today. What should I do for this grace to speak over my life? Number 2, I must give thanks unto the Lord at all times. How many of you know that David was a man that grace speaks for and speaks of signs and wonders? Even when he messed up in his life, he said, "David is the man after my" what? "My own heart." May you be a man after God's heart. May that grace never depart from you. May the cutting of that grace not be removed over your destiny. I must give thanks unto the Lord at all times. Psalm 136, verse 1 to 4. Psalm 136, verse 1 to 4. Psalm 136, verse 1 to 4. He said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For his" what? And what? You could see mercy again. "For he is good. For his mercies endureth forever." Verse 2. "Oh, give thanks unto the God of God." So you remember, he's a high God, not a small God, not a low God. Say, "Give thanks unto God of God, for his mercy endureth" for what? Forever. Number 3. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of Lords." For what? Now listen to me. Look at what will happen. Number 4. To him who alone dwelt what? As you give him thanks for his mercies endured forever, to him alone that dwelt great wonders, for his mercies endureth forever. I speak to your life today, that grace that we are talking about, the supernatural grace, will speak great wonders. Maybe 2 people. Yeah, where are the 2 people? Can I hear the louder amen? I want your amen to swallow other amens. Can I hear you? Out of the many wonders that happened in Israel,
Moses came with his rod, and the magicians came with their rods. And the Bible said Moses released his rod and became a serpent. And the other magicians, look at him, he's doing magic for us. They released their rods and turned to serpent. But the serpent of Moses swallowed every other serpent. That was one of the wonders. May I announce to you, everyone that want to swallow you, you will swallow them. Your rod will swallow them. Let your amen swallow other amen. Let me round up by saying, I told you to. Let me give you another one, and you will see that will usher us into Thanksgiving this morning. Number three, I must sing praises in the midst of challenges. I will not question him. I will not doubt him. In the midst of challenges, don't sorrow. Don't question him. Number three, I will sing praises in the midst of my challenges. I will do what? What is number one? I will sing of what? What is mercy? When you are supposed to be punished, you are acquitted, you are pardoned, you are guilty, but yet mercy say no. You people should know it more than me now. If it's the word, I will know, but song, I'm just trying to bring myself. Mercy say no. Mercy say no. It's okay. All of you that are singing, please find yourself in the choir. God bless you in Jesus' name. So mercy says, you are guilty, but at the same time, discharged and acquitted. You are guilty. You're supposed to serve the punishment. But by the mercies of God, the mercy that attracts supernatural grace, say go, you are free. Number two, what's the second condition for this grace to speak for you? I must sing what? I must give thanks unto the Lord once. When I have money in my pocket, when I don't have food on my table, I should grumble. What should I do? When I'm disappointed from one power or the other, or one suit or the other, what should I do? Ah, God, you brought him after so many years. He that knoweth your tomorrow has brought that disappointment so that you will not cry in your tomorrow. Don't let me go there. Now, I will have single forum with some people because something is happening. I have some beautiful ladies in the house, and we are the brothers. Nobody is taking these ladies out of this church. The brothers will come, and they will come and stay. Can I hear your amen, single sisters? Hallelujah. And what's the top thing I told you now? I just diverted your attention. I must do what? In the midst of challenges, there is no woman or man that is born of woman that is void of challenges in life. Nobody born of a woman that is void of challenges. But when these challenges come, let me to tell your neighbor, sing unto him. Don't complain. Don't ask questions. Don't be like others. Acts chapter 16, 25 and 26. These men are men of the Most High God. And they just delivered a lady that is full of demons and was prophesying what will happen to everybody. And they had a discerning spirit and said, "We rebuke you in the name of the Lord." And the evil demon jumped out of her. And these men find themselves in the prison. Hallelujah. They find themselves in the prison. And the Bible says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang what? What were they supposed to be doing, humanly speaking? Lamenting, crying, regretting, asking questions. God, why we were doing your work? Why are we doing this? Why do you allow this affliction to come? But rather than them complaining, rather than them murmuring, rather than asking questions from the Most High, they were just praying and sang praises unto the Lord to the extent all other prisoners at them. Verse 26. And the Bible says, and suddenly something will happen to you this week. As you sing His mercies of the Lord, as you give thanks at all times, as you praise Him in the midst of your challenges, the Bible says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all doors were opened, and everyone's bound were loose. To the people that came out in the morning, everything that have held you down, God said, raise an altar of praise for me this week, this month, and the oil of gladness have come upon you. May I announce to you, as the Lord liveth, everything that have held you bound will release you in the name of Jesus. Mercy say no, I'm gonna let you down. Say, Lord Jesus, let your mercy speak for me. Lift up your hands. Oh, you are guilty, but mercy say no. Lord, let your mercy speak for me. Every day of my life, every moment of my destiny, let your mercy speak over my life. Let your mercy speak over my destiny. Let your mercy be available for me. Don't let the curtain of mercy be removed. He said, let's come before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace. I've come before your throne this morning. Let me obtain mercy, oh God, and find grace to help in times of difficulties, in terms of trials, in times of trouble, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Number two, he said, I will give thanks unto the Lord at all times. Go ahead and give thanks unto the Lord. So, Lord, I thank you. Though I'm in pain, though I'm in debt, though I'm in sorrow, though it's like calamity surrounds me, but Lord, I give you praise. You are the God of all flesh. You have never changed. You have never failed me. You have never let me down. You have never, oh Lord, made me to feel as if I'm an orphan. Lord God, I release myself. I give you praise in my heart. I give you praise in my heart. I give you praise in my life. I give you praise. I'm of marriageable age. But Lord, I thank you for the husband you're bringing to me. I'm married. I'm nothing to show for. I thank you for the all of joy of Jonah. All of our blessed Jonah that is coming into my marriage. I thank you. I've graduated, but no job. I give you praise because you are going to make me to become CEO. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And the third one says, sing what?
praises in the mix of what? So go ahead and sing praises. Lord, over this challenge, I give you praise. Baba God, oh mercy, what the Lord has done for me. Come and see. Let everybody sing. Sing in the midst of the challenges. Come and see what the Lord will do for me. If I believe, I will never. Librahima kaya moroshonda. Librahima likayaba. Lord, I sing of your praises. I sing of your praises in the midst of the challenges. In the midst of the challenges around me, in the midst of the challenges, in the midst of oppression, in the midst of those challenges, in my life, in my destiny, in my life, in my home, in my business, in my finances, in my health, in my marriage, I sing of your, I sing, I give you thanks in the midst of those challenges. Hallelujah to your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You have opportunity to thank God within the next few minutes and dance unto Him. Don't deny Him your praise and your thanksgiving. You are here this morning. You are not born again. No, you don't eat. You are not born again. But you want that mercy to speak for you continually. You want that mercy of God to be available for you. Don't let that mercy be removed. It was removed over Ananias and Sapphira. And it resulted to death. But you are here this morning. You are not born again. You want to say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Wherever you are, put your hand upon your right hand chest. Thank you, my sister. Put it there. Put it there. Put it on your right hand chest. You want to say, Jesus, I surrender all to you. Unto Jesus, my Savior, I surrender all to you. Your hand is on your chest. Please quickly come and meet me before we go to Thanksgiving. Come. Anywhere you are, come. Your hand was on your chest before. Thank you, ma. Your hand was on your chest. I couldn't see everybody. Your hand was on your chest. Come before God. Before the God that will release supernatural grace. You can't obtain grace with sin in your life. You can't obtain this grace with sin. You dwelling and roaming in sin in your life. Grace will be frustrated. That grace will be frustrated. He said, can we continue in sin and accept the grace of God to abound? He said, God forbid. You are in sin. That mercy will not speak for you. You are here this morning. You want to say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and meet this wonderful sister of God in the front. Lord, we thank you. Receive grace so that you will not go back to your vomit in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, you say you rejoice over one sinner that comes home. Lord, this woman in her state realized, so that mercy can speak for her, she has come before you. So Lord, I pray this morning that your mercy that knows no bounds will be available for her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Please meet that sister over there. Everybody lift up your hands before God. Lift up your hands before God. Make sure that hands are higher than your head. Absolute silence. I expect you to lift up your hands before God. Lord Jesus, when we talk about the grace of God upon a man, is the grace that's performed wonders. Every hands that are lifted up by your mercy and by your praise, singing of your praise and giving thanks in the mix of challenges. Lord, I pray this morning that grace, particular grace, they need for this very moment. And the ones they will need in their tomorrow. Lord, release it upon our destinies in the name of Jesus. That amen is lower than your neighbor. They said that wonders were the great wonders. Lord, I pray. By your outstretched arm, by your strong hand, by great terror, everyone that says we will not reach our goal, deliver us from them in the name of Jesus. Every hands that are lifted, don't let them ever come down again. Upon your hands, upon your heads. I release supernatural grace that speak wonders in your generation. The Bible says the earnest expectation of the whole creature waited for the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God. So from today, wonders we speak for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. You are born in the month of October. Please lift up your hands or come quickly before God, before we go to Thanksgiving. You are born in the month of October. October, children, come quickly. Father, I release upon these ones. Double for their shame. Double in their academics. Double in their destiny. Double in their going out. Double in their coming in. Let double grace manifest in their life. Let double grace speak for them. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has held you bound by the release of double grace, let that grace that know no bounds be made manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Give the Lord a clap offering in the house.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing the mercies of the Lord. Are we here to sing this morning? I will sing all the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord with my mouth, with my voice.